Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Giants Drive of the Game is brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, reminding you to make the right choice. Don't drive impaired.
Oh, no highlight. Okay. Oh, I thought there was a highlight. Oh, do we just name the drive? Okay. There we go. A little miscommunication. I apologize. That would be the burn sack pickup touchdown New York Giants. There you have it. That's the drive of the game. Bob in New Haven's up next to the fan. What's going on, Bob?
Hi, Art. Merry Christmas to you. I tell you, everyone's talking about the Jackson Dart being a problem or this being a problem. They blew that game yesterday on their last drive. They had third down and 3 to go midfield, and they decided to try and pass the ball twice. Carl Banks even said, why are they not running the ball? The object isn't to win the game there. The object there was to get a first down, and they try and throw the ball. The first time, a horrible pass. Second time, a sack. Game over. All they had to do was get 3 yards and to continue down and have a chance to tie or win the game. The coaches blew that game. The coaching is like that all the time. I don't know if these coaches are told they have to highlight their quarterbacks. They don't want to run the ball. Even yesterday, in the Patriot game, they took Henry out of the game the last two drives. Why? He was eating up the Patriots. I think these quarterbacks are too overrated. The coaches have to play them up because they're the ones that are making the money. They're the ones the fans want to see. They're the ones that are bringing in the revenue. The object is to win the game, not to highlight somebody.
Yeah, but Bob, you're pointing out a game in which the Giants ran. Do you realize Dart only attempted 13 passes the entire game?
It doesn't matter, though. The object is to win the game, not highlight Jackson Dart.
No, it's not a matter of, but, you know, don't you find it odd in today's day and age of the NFL that you go as long as the Giants did without attempting a pass? I understand they were running the ball effectively. They were. I mean, they finished the game 30 carries for 128 yards as a team, lost the game by a field goal 16-13. But, I mean, it's a little odd to go as long as the Giants did yesterday. And the Giants were also done in by drops, Slayton and Theo Johnson, the Theo Johnson one who gave you the alligator arms, didn't want to get hit by the safety that was coming over, ends up going off of his hands, picked off by the defensive back of the corner, Murphy, right behind him. So, I mean, but you look at all those things, and those kind of storylines change, but you know, you want Dart to also, in a lost season, be able to learn what he's looking at, too, from a quarterback perspective, too, because all of this will help in his development, because you want to hit the ground running year number 2 with Jackson Dart as your quarterback.
You want to win the game. They have 3rd and 3. They got to get a first down, game over. And why are you throwing the ball? Just get the first down first. Then you can throw the ball downfield or make a better pass. Right now, your object is to get that first down. They lost that game. They let that game go. trying. I don't. Carl Banks, why are we throwing the ball here?
No, I got it, Bob. I understand. You're looking at that specific scenario. I mean, there were other plays that could have been made. And as we talked about earlier in the show, Giants need to find a way or learn how to win, and that's going to be up to the new head coach, New Haven, Tyler, the fan. What's going on, Tyler?
Hey, how's it going? They threw the ball because they ran the ball all game, and the Giants back in play. But anyway, I want to talk about Woody Johnson, how disengaged he is. With the Jets, eventually the Bucs got to stop somewhere. And it goes all the way to ownership. The man took off for a couple of years, gave the team to his brother. Like, the Bucs stops with ownership. And the man,
What do you want? Woody more involved?
He's just the worst owner in the league. Not more involved, just I want him gone, basically.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. It's good to be an NFL owner. You're printing money, right? Don't listen to Hal about how difficult it is to own a team. It's good to be an owner. It just is. But I don't want Woody being more involved. You know, the one time you heard from Woody Johnson this year, he ripped Fields, rightfully so. We're having trouble completing the forward pass. I mean, that's true. I mean, he can't throw the ball. He can't throw the ball accurately, not from an NFL standard. So I don't need Woody more involved. When Woody gets more involved, well, then the dysfunction starts to rise down in Florham Park. It's great that he's a little bit more hands-off. Leave it alone. Let the football people do their jobs. If it ends up not working, then you go out there and you bring somebody else in. The Jets haven't made the playoffs since 2010. They've done a lot of losing. Woody's been a terrible owner because he has been more involved. I don't need to see Woody wearing the diamond necklace on the sideline as we did 2 years ago, 3 years ago, before that Monday night game in which Rodgers ruptured his Achilles tendon against the Buffalo Bills. I don't need to see that.
What plays in. Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know?
But, I guess maybe just a quarterback away, like the point you're making earlier with the Bengals. They're not a well-run organization, but they have Joe Burrow, and they made it to the Super Bowl. A quarterback away would be...
Yeah, well, the quarterback changes everything, Tyler. The quarterback does change everything. There's no question about it. And Burrow, I think he senses a little bit of the frustration. Dealing with the injuries, dealing with some of the drama that goes along with being a member of the Cincinnati Bengals organization. But he's got his weapons out there. He's got T. Higgins. He's got Ja'Marr Chase. I think it was more frustration about how this season has gone for Joe Burrow when he spoke to the media about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, more so than anything else. He looked ecstatic yesterday after throwing four touchdowns and putting up 45 points against the Miami Dolphins. And, the Miami Dolphins making the decision to send Tua Tagovailoa to be in the third string quarterback and starting Quinn Ewers, the former Texas Longhorn star quarterback. And that exactly didn't work out. Mike in West Long Branch, New Jersey, is up next to the fan. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, boss? I just wanted to talk a little Jet football. And I'm not saying get rid of or keep Aaron Glenn, but in the next 2 years, you have hundreds of millions of dollars in cap space.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you don't believe in him, get rid of him now and allow somebody to use all that capital to make your team a winner. And I understand the argument it's not fair to Aaron Glenn to get rid of him after 1 year, but it's also not fair to the Jet fan who's been suffering for God knows how long. I mean, we haven't made the playoffs in 15 years. I'm 47 years old. I haven't seen a Super Bowl. I mean, if they don't get this right in the next 2 years and pick the right players and pay the right guys in free agency, it's going to be another decade of misery.
Yeah, it's a lot of ifs. So, a lot of ifs. And I understand you come from a place of confidence. I get it, based on all the losing that you've witnessed and all the frustration you feel as a New York Jet fan. It's a lot of ifs. This has nothing to do with being fair or right. I think they're going to give Aaron Glenn a little bit more time. And I think Glenn, as I mentioned it now, our number one, has got to do a little bit of self-scouting and realize what he did right and what he did poorly this year.
I'm not against giving him a little time. But if you use up all that draft capital and all the money in free agency, and then you realize he's not the guy and it doesn't work, where are you? You're getting a new coach who, and probably a new GM, who won't want any of those players, and then you're going to be trading guys off for first-round picks and selling hope again. We can't keep going through the cycles of firing coaches and getting new players and do it like, just be stable. Be a normal franchise. Yeah, but I don't understand why it's so hard.
Why have the Jets and the Giants made it so easy to do a lot of losing? Why has the Jets made it so easy to be inept? Well, I think the fish stinks, as the cliche goes, from the head down. I think Woody has played a role. I appreciate the gamble that they had on Aaron Rodgers, but some of the personnel decisions they made to go along with it didn't work, and they didn't have the right head coach in Robert Saleh to pull everything together, right? Because he wanted to be everybody's best friend. Now you're looking at this team moving forward, Mike, and you're going to the negative that it doesn't work, but we'll say I bring in another guy, right? And they make bad draft choices. It doesn't work either. So you made the decision that Glenn was your guy. And now you got to give him time to kind of see this organization through. You know, I asked him the question at his introductory presser in terms of, you know, what's going to define the Jets. He's like, well, you're going to see it on the field in 2025. Have we really seen it? We have not. And I think when you look at the Jets, what they rolled out at the quarterback position, you had to be like basically the Bears, the Ravens with Siragusa, or the Buccaneers with Derek Brooks in order to go out there and win. It was just inept. The quarterback play, and you saw some flashes with Tyrod Taylor, just not good enough. Let's head out to Eastchester, and that's got to be rectified. That's got to be priority number one. Andrew is in Eastchester, New York. What's going on, Andrew?
What's up, Moose? Happy holidays, brother.
Happy holidays, Andrew. Eastchester, great town. That's where my wife's from.
Nice. Yeah, I moved here a couple years ago. Love it here.
Yeah, beautiful.
So far.
Great pizza spots.
You mentioned Tua a couple of calls ago. So it's pretty obvious he's not going to be back. They got dead cap history if they cut him. So they're not going to cut him. They're going to look to get rid of him. Is he worth the Jets taking a flyer on him if Miami pays some of that money down? I mean, he's still young. 2 years ago, he threw for 4,700 yards. He can still ball, or don't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, I mean,
it's got to be right, but.
Yeah, I'd pass, Andrew. I don't think Tua, I think he's in a spot down in Miami, being a warm weather site. I would not bring Tua Tagovailoa, given where he is physically right now, to New York with the Jets. At one point in time, before he suffered, I think he suffered the same injury to both ankles and suffered the hip injury when he was at Alabama. Remarkably accurate quarterback, even though he doesn't have prototypical NFL size, still had the arm strength to be able to deliver the football everywhere he was. I mean, Saban talked about, ridiculous accuracy in throwing the football. He's not that caliber quarterback anymore. So, no, don't bail out the Miami Dolphins and take on their problem. That's their problem. You've got enough problems to keep yourself busy if you're the New York Jets. Maplewood, New Jersey, it's David. It's the fan. What's going on, David?
Hey, Mark. Good morning.
How you doing, David? What's on your mind, buddy?
The quarterback that backed up Lamar Jackson last night when Jackson went out.
Yeah, Snoop Huntley.
He looked great. I mean, I don't know if it's their offensive line that's so good and ours is so bad. I mean, any quarterback that plays for the Jets, they get sacked 8 times in a game. How could you be any good?
Well, the problem you have is Cook holding on to the football too long. And the other issue is the Saints defense has played particularly well the last month, 5-6 weeks. So they've actually turned a corner defensively when you're looking at New Orleans. If you're looking at the statistics now, look, it's they lost the game. They had a 11-point lead in the fourth quarter. They gave up 15 unanswered points, and they lost.
Yeah, but that was the defense's fault. It wasn't his fault.
No, I get it. I would not say Snoop Huntley watching the game last night. I would not say all of a sudden he had this jaw-dropping performance. I thought he looked okay. I mean, but Lamar once again suffers a back injury. He's not been healthy in months. And the Ravens set another loss. I think the interesting thing down in Baltimore, to bring it locally here, is if they make the determination as an organization that they need a new voice as head coach and John Harbaugh shakes free. If that does transpire, if that does happen, then that would be a guy that I'd move to the top of the list if I'm the New York Giants. But that's the intriguing aspect to it. Because and Baltimore, and they got cute, and it just shows you, everyone's window eventually does close. And the Ravens, obviously, whether it be the Henry fumbles earlier on this season, Lamar not being 100% healthy, the defensive issues or the defensive injuries they've suffered throughout the course of the season as well. It has not been Baltimore's year, but when they were at the top, when they were at the peak, they got too cute with their play calling two playoffs ago against the Kansas City Chiefs. And then you had the big Zay Flowers fumble. And then last year up in Chili Buffalo, you had the big Andrews drop. So you've got to be true to yourself and play to your talent and ability. And last year, I thought the Baltimore Ravens were the team to beat going into the NFL playoffs, and unfortunately, they fell short. And every year is not one and the same. And when you have those opportunities, you better be able to take advantage of them. And those opportunities, a lot of them were self-induced. They let those opportunities slip right between their fingers. This show presented to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Melusis with you on Monday, midday, 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.